Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. The word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We need the way lit. Guide us. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Shalom, saints. It's great being with you here on Youth Takeover Sunday. That's why we look the way we do this morning. Look at your neighbor and say, it's all right. No, we just, our casual Sunday. We're back to the things that we've been talking about. The holiday is behind us, the new year, and we're moving forward in this, and we should move forward in a way like we were talking about the last couple of weeks in transformation. Going back to what our subject is, the power, the glory, the anointing. I don't know about you, but I want more. I mean, we could like just do the regular things and, you know, just we come to church just to come to church, but there's something more. There's more knowledge, and that's what we're delving into. Also, there's more power. You know, there's something to be said about the power of the Holy Spirit. There's something to be said about the presence of Yahweh. We should be experiencing all of that. I mean, is that what you want? I mean, do you want more? Do you want more? Okay, for this is what I found out. If you don't desire more, you ain't gonna get more. You have to have a desire. You have to have a craving. You have to have a want to pursue, to seek after the things of Yahweh. He says, those that what? Diligently what? Seek him. And so I have decided that I'm not going to settle for less. We're always talking about how mighty our God is and how great he is and all these things. Well, he's trying to manifest that. He's trying to manifest that in our midst. He's trying to manifest this in your life, right? But we have to allow this process to happen. I want more development. I want more power. Last week, we were talking about the Hebrew Yiddish word chutzpah. What is that? A holy boldness. It's like you have the mitigated gall. You have that unction. What is that? Unction, right? To want to do something. You know, I've seen some of y'all when you really want something. When you really want something, you get it done. It's happened. You have a made up mind. I see y'all. Y'all's mind is made up. When you get hungry, you have a made up mind that you want to eat and you get cranky. When you get tired, you got a made up mind that you're ready to go. Some of y'all like that right now. I'm ready to go. You're what? You've made up your mind to do something. What happens when you make up your mind to do something? So when it comes to the things of Yahweh, why can't we just make up our mind to do it? Why can't we just make up our mind to want it? So let's go to Philippians. We're going to go to Philippians 1st chapter. We talked about this is a process. We were talking about how, you know, we're not everything that we're going to be. But we have to want to get to the next level and advance to the next level. So Philippians, the first chapter, the third verse, and one of the reasons why we even use the name Yeshua, we're looking for truth. We're not just looking for, you know, or just the run-of-the-mill Christianese, all the things that we've used to been saying and the things that we do. We say amen just to say amen. Well, do you know where amen comes from? Amen comes from the Hebrew word aman, which means it is firm, it is set, it is proven. I believe it. So when somebody says something to you and you say aman, you're like, hey, I believe it. Tell your neighbor, aman. I believe it, right? But we get used to saying stuff. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah is praise. We say it's the highest praise. But hallelujah, what? Yah. Yah. Because there's no J in the Hebrew. It's Yah. And Yah is Yahweh, God. So give praise to what? God. So that's what we say, hallelujah. And we've been saying hallelujah. I didn't know what it means. I thought it just meant hallelujah. You got to break, tell your neighbor, you got to break that down. Because I just want to say something to just be saying something. I want to say something because I know what it means. That's why we say his name Yeshua. The name Jesus didn't come to 1611. But me in my study, you know, I want to know more. Right? So, before 1611, what were they calling him? Well, we find that it's a Yeshua. You know, and my revelation came from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Because I was like, no, the Bible say Jesus, I'm going to say Jesus. Because he said it right there, Jesus. Well, you got to remember that King James Version didn't come until 1611. So, Holy Spirit led me, because he knew I was a student, led me to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. He said, go look it up in the dictionary. I said, okay. Because you know, every apostle that brought the name to us, Yeshua, and it was confirmed in when he took the trip to Israel, because they were like, well, y'all Westerners, y'all don't even use the right name. So he brought that back, and so he was like, we're going to use that name. And I'm like, hold up. I'm not using that name. I ain't ready for that. All I know is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And the church I went to is what? Jesus only. There is no other name. And so we told our aunt that, you know, aunt, his name is Yeshua. She said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. So I was like, well, you know, I don't know nothing else. And I looked at that Merriam-Webster dictionary. I looked up Jesus. And it said, from the Hebrew, Yeshua. So I was like, well, if that's the original name, then I need to accept that. The power and the knowledge and all those things are right there smack in front of you. You have to what? Accept it. Somebody say receive it. And so, same with his power. We have to what? Receive it. The name Yeshua means he will save, he will deliver. That's enough for me. His name means what he does. So when I go to Philippians, first chapter, third verse, it says, I thank Yahweh upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. Fifth verse says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Sixth verse says, being confident of this very thing. This is what the Apostle Shaul was saying to the church in Philippi. And he was saying, I'm thankful for you guys. You guys are, you know, you're making abounds. You have the Holy Spirit. You're operating. You're growing. And I'm thankful for that. And then the sixth verse says, so I'm confident, being very confident of this very thing, he says, that he which has begun a good work in you. Because remember, the churches, they have received the Holy Spirit, so now they're operating. They're working. They're allowing that power to manifest. And so he says, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Messiah Yeshua. What does that mean? He started a work in you. So have you ever wondered, well, you know, I'm just trying to progress in my salvation. I just feel like I'm not progressing. He started a work in you already. Say, he started a work in me. Say, it's a process. Say, the work continues. What does that mean? He say, he which has begun a work, who is he? Yahweh, your God, has started working in you, right? But you got to believe that he's still working. Well, I don't feel like I'm as saved as I was when I'm baptized. He's working a work in you. You need to believe that he's working a work in you in faith. He is changing stuff in you. And if you know, if you're like me, every day he's got to work on something. Every day y'all got some stuff. You, bottom line is this, some of y'all got 20, 30 years of stuff. That it's not gonna change overnight. But you have to give yourself over to the what? Process. Tell your neighbor, I'm a work in progress. But this is my warning to you. Some of y'all say, I'm a work in progress, but some of y'all be halting the work. Oh, stop. No, I ain't ready. Stop the work. No. Let the work continue. Say, continue the work in me, Yahweh. Because he will perform it. Until the day that Yeshua comes back, he's working a work in you. My prayer is that I get everything that he, I get it all worked out. Before he come. I want to keep on working on me. I want it worked out before you come so I'll be ready when you come. Work it out. But if y'all keep on halting the progress, you may not be ready. But the beauty is this. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Yohanan. 1 John, but the Hebrew name for John is Yohanan. So let's go to 1 Yohanan. Hallelujah. Guess what y'all got? Glorified potential. Say, I have glorified potential. So I have the potential for him to work some marvelous, glorious stuff in me. And how do we know that the process has been started? And even though we don't see some of the stuff, look at this verse. It says what? Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon. Hold up for a second. Do you guys understand the love and the power that is dwelling within you? No, I don't think you do. The power and the love that he's given you in your life. You know how you lived your life before. You know the stuff that you were attached to. But when he came into your life, something changed. Something transformed. You were delivered from some stuff. You were changed from some stuff. So he did that. So what manner of love? Because some of y'all, he didn't have to change that. You came to him with some stuff in your life. But he loved you. He loves you. So what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of Yahweh? Say, I'm his child. I'm his son. Who are you? Say, I'm his son. We should be called the sons of Yahweh. Therefore, the world knows us not. Because it what? Knew him not. But second verse says, what? Beloved. Now are we. I was telling you last week, you got to believe you are who he says you are. You are his children. So now that we say now, we are the sons of Yahweh. This is the part that you need to connect with. And it doth not yet. Look around. Some of y'all, yeah, you the children, but it doth not yet appear. Are y'all everything that he's created you to be? Ask your neighbor, are you everything? You, Scott, you everything? I know you're not. I'm not everything either. He's still trying to work some stuff in me. So tell your neighbor, it doth not yet appear. So what does that tell you? If he started the work, but it does not yet appear, that means it's still an ongoing process. Hallelujah. He loves me enough to keep on working with me, to keep on working on me. What manner of love is that? That he keeps working. What kind of mercy is that? That he keep on working on Ricky Tricky. I mean, that's what he's doing. We have this nature, but we got to give ourselves over to the work. And see, some of y'all get discouraged because, well, I'm not everything. I just don't know why. He's still working. Let him work it out. Thank God he loves me enough to stick around. Because some folks would have ran away from me, but he's still sticking it out with me. Thank God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But this is the hope of glory. But we know that when he or she we shall appear, we shall be like him. For we will what? See, that is the faith that you have. We're going to be like him. And looking around us, and even in the mirror, it does not yet appear. But not yet means there's something imminently going to happen. You have a glorified potential that if you hang on long enough, you're going to be like him. It's already been ordained that you're going to be like him, but you got to believe and you got to hang on in there until that total transformation takes place. And if you like him, you don't need to be like nobody else. That's all right. See, some of y'all trying to be like other folk. Sisters, you trying to be like Beyonce. You bought the hair and everything. I did. Brothers, who you trying to be like? You trying to be like Mike? Trying to be like Jay-Z? Say, I want to be like him. Say, when I grow up, I want to be like you. I want to be like you, Yahweh. I'm hanging in there. Tell your neighbor, hang in there. We going to get there. Apostle said, well, you're going to get there as long as you don't fall out. Don't faint. Y'all don't get tired. See, he says, don't be weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap. If you what? Faint not. It's okay to be tired, but don't fall out. We can be tired, but we got to hold on. And the third verse says what? And every man that has this hope. You got hope, y'all. Every man, somebody say every woman that has this hope. There's something working in you. In him purifieth himself. Even as you have, say, I have glorified potential. See, and so he's doing that. So some of y'all know it's not an overnight process for you. You've had stinking thinking for 40 years. So he's got to work through what? All that stuff. All them ways of thinking. And so let's go here. First of all, we're talking about the glory. If we're talking about glorified potential, let's define the word glory. Because we're going to use that because of his glory and because of his power, we're going to experience things. Because if we're going to be like he is, he's glorified. He has a glory. He has an aura. He has a power. He has an essence. And he's given us that in the Holy Spirit, this dwelling inside of you. So the definition, we have two words, one in the Hebrew, one in the Greek. The word glory in the Hebrew or the Old Testament is kabod. Say kabod. Say, that is his majestic splendor of great substance. And because it's a majestic splendor of great substance, it's known as the weight of his glory. It's heavy. It has substance, right? Don't you expect something of great value to have some substance to it, right? Anybody ever driven a Rolls Royce? I haven't. But from what I'm told, it has great substance. It drives like it has some stability. It has some weight to it, right? It's not like you're driving something, a pickup truck. Anybody driven a pickup truck? You know how light and bouncy that thing is? Cheryl, you drove a pickup truck? So you know the difference between something that's flimsy and something that has some weight to it. And so that's that Hebrew word, kabal, means a majestic splendor of great substance. Yahweh has a majestic substance, a majestic splendor. It's weight. It's called the weight of his glory. His essence is has substance to it. The Greek word is doxa. Say doxa. Doxa is the atmosphere or glow. It's a brightness. It's awesome to behold. And it's used to speak of great honor, praise, value, wonder, and splendor. This is the God that you serve. The God that you serve has glory. He has kabod. He has doxa. So, if I am his child, I should be able to reflect back and shine back some of these. So this is what I'm saying, saints. People should behold something more in your life. They should be able to, when they're around you, experience. Come on, somebody. The glory. That when, I don't know about you, but when somebody has been in your presence and you're in the glory, you know the difference between when y'all in the glory and you when you're not in the glory. You know when you are really in God, really in Yahweh, you have a joy about you. You got a peace about you. And that joy and that peace, you got a love about you. And when you're really in him, all that don't stay on the inside. Did you guys know that that overflows and emanates from the outside? Have anybody said, you know, there's something about you. I can't put my finger on it. But when I am around you, there is something about you. When you're around, there is a calmness. Tell somebody that's the glory. See, some of y'all get it twisted. Y'all think it's about you. Ooh, I'm wearing Gina Tay this morning. No, it's not the Gina Tay, sister. Oh, give me a more current. Give me a more current perfume. Chanel. It's not Coco Chanel number 5. But it's actually the glory. Brothers, it's not Brave Bull or whatever it is. Old Spice. That's some old stuff. But it's actually the doxa. Right? It's not you. Say, tell your neighbor, it's not you. It's the glory. It's him. It emanates from you if you're in him. So we as his children, that's why I'm not satisfied with the status quo. I'm not satisfied with just coming to church and, you know, whatever. I want more. I want my life to be a reflection of the glory. I want to be able to help people in transformation and be able so that people, when they see my life and they see the stuff attached to my life. Hey, anybody got kids that saved? Raise your hand. Guess what? That's the glory being manifested in your family. That's Yahweh's glory emanating from you. That your, don't you know how much of a blessing it is for your children to be saved too? Come on, y'all. Y'all better recognize. See, that's the problem. You're not recognizing the glory. There's some stuff in your life that is manifesting and you're not appreciating it. And he's trying to say, hey, you know, this is what I did. Hey, anybody have extended family members saved? By you being a believer and you professing that life, it begin to rub off on your family, your extended family. Come on, y'all. And your extended family, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, cousins, or whatever, they start, hey, say, there's something about you. And that glory was manifested. Anybody got some extended family saved? Come on, y'all. Tell your neighbor, that's the glory. That's being manifested, right? And so we got to understand it. Let's go here to Romans. Hallelujah. So I want people to recognize. Tell your neighbor, you better recognize. You got to recognize his glory. And that's the problem. Believers are people are saying, hey, I'm a Christian, but I don't see no doxa. I don't see no cabal. And so, therefore, I'm not inclined to go and believe in that direction because I don't see no manifestation. I want to see some glory. Tell yourself, I want to see some glory. I want to see it. Why do you think they have these descriptive terms of the glory? Kabod and doxa. Because you can see it. Somebody say it's manifest. Something that's manifest means it's revealed. You can see it. So I don't want to hear about it, just hear about it. I want to see it. You can tell me about the glory, but I want to experience it with my eyes too. Because I know it's possible. So the Romans 8 verse 16th chapter says what? The Spirit himself is the correct. Is the correct translation, not itself. He ain't a it. He's a him. And the Spirit, big S, Holy Spirit, himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. The Spirit bears witness. The Spirit says, they mine. He claims you. He claims you. The Spirit bears witness. We don't need Mari Povich. He is the Father. Say, he is my Father. We don't need nobody. The Spirit himself. We don't need nobody else. The Spirit himself bears witness. See, stop doubting. The enemy would tell you, you ain't none of his. See what you're going through. You're not his. You ain't saved. Has he ever told you that? Don't raise your hand. You know you got the Holy Spirit. And the enemy has a nerve to say, you ain't really saved. You ain't really got it. Say, I bind you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I know that I'm a child of the Most High, and he knows that I'm his child, because the Spirit himself bears witness that we are. Say, we are.
We are.
Say, he is.
He is.
And we are.
We are.
The children of Yahweh. So go to the 17th verse. Don't get it twisted. You his child. And it says, and if the children, then heirs. What does heirs mean? You got inheritance. He got you. And if the children, then heirs of Yahweh, and joint heirs with Mashiach, if so, be that we, well, okay. we gonna go through some stuff. Does somebody know what I'm talking about? Y'all thought that this was just a cakewalk, what's that? What did that say? Daisy go tiptoe into the tulips? You got, you know that we just gonna, No, the enemy's trying to make sure that in your skip, there's a trip. That's what he does. But the beauty is, hey, if we trip, hey, Yahweh's right there to bear us up. He's right there. You're not gonna truly fall. You're gonna trip. So there's a difference between tripping and totally falling. Anybody trip a little bit? Hey, there's been a couple times when I've been on these stages, I'll be like, oh, ho. But I didn't completely fall on my face. Thank you, Yahweh, for not letting me fall completely on my face. And that's how your life is. So if so, tell your neighbor, if so, we gonna suffer a little bit. But it says, with him. It's, you're not suffering alone. You're not going through stuff alone. He's right there with you. Because he gonna make sure that you what? Get about that thing. You don't truly fall. Say, I will never truly fall. As long as I'm with him. Come on now. So if we gonna go through some stuff together, this is the hope. We gonna also be glorified together. Ever hear that? We came together, we gonna leave together. Right? Say, we're not alone. So yeah, you're gonna go through some hiccups and some stuff and a little tripping here and there. But the rewards, come on. The rewards. Say the rewards. The rewards. Far outweigh. Because we're gonna be glorified together. And so the 18th verse says, hallelujah. For I reckon, I believe that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's what we're talking about. See, y'all don't recognize. Yeah, there's gonna be some sufferings. There's gonna be some things, some challenges. But you take all them challenges and you put them in a blender or whatever, and at this present time, they're not worthy. Say they're not worthy. They're somebody say they're insignificant compared to. Here we go with the glory. So guess what? The glory don't just belong to Yahweh. He shed abroad that glory in us. And so it says, the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. So that still means that we're a work in process. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we're going to be like him, right? And he's going to reveal that in due time. And it says, say it's in us. Say it's in us. Say the glory shall be revealed. In us. Hallelujah. Now, say it like you believe it. Say the glory shall be revealed in me. Make it personal. Thank you for the glory, Yahweh. Thank you. Because it shall be revealed. See, the beauty is that you might not know yet, but it shall be. And so the 19th verse says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth. See, he says of the creature. Why do you say the creature? Because some of us have been in that state. your creature. But the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of Yahweh. 20th verse says what? 20th says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. So we have a glory that will be revealed in us. But I'm going to leave you with this because I can't get to it all. Hallelujah. Go to Isaiah. And if you are a Hebrew scholar, it is Yeshayahu. See, I'm just trying to encourage y'all. We're going to talk about the glory. We're going to talk about the power. We're going to talk about the anointing. And we're going to talk about bringing that forth in us. But the beauty is that we got to let that process happen. And so I love this verse in Isaiah, Yeshayahu, the 40th chapter, the 4th verse. There's some stuff in you that needs to be changed. Do you admit that?
Amen.
Do you admit you got some valleys? Say, I got some valleys. I need you to deal with that. Some of you got mountains. Who got mountains?
Come on.
There's some stuff I need to get over. This verse, fourth verse, 40th chapter. Every valley. Come on. Every valley shall what? That means that there's some low points in your life. He's going to take those valleys and he's going to lift them up. He's going to take those low places and he's going to exalt them. Hallelujah. Every mountain. And hill. Isn't that beautiful? See, I got mountains and I got hills. I got some little stuff to go over, but it still needs to be dealt with. He said he's going to what? Shall be made low. Anybody got the crooked? Tell your neighbor, you crooked. It's the truth, though. Don't hurt nobody's feelings. It's the truth. You crooked. But the beauty is, tell your neighbor, but you shall be made straight. Hey! And the rough places. Some of y'all got some rough. I seen your rough edges. You talk rough. You think rough. But hallelujah, the rough places are going to be what? And the translation is smooth. Say smooth. Not just S-M-O-O-T-H, but I like to use S-M-O-O-V-E. Smooth. The rough places are going to be. And the fifth verse says what? And here we go again. And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed. And not only that, all flesh. What is, come on, y'all. All flesh. So see it together. What does that mean? People. People around you. Your job. Your family. Your neighbors. People that are strangers that you come in contact with. The glory of Yahweh, they're going to be able to see it. He's going to give you a life that everybody's going to be able to see it. Say it's going to happen. Tell your neighbor it's going to happen. Hang on in there. Why are we hanging in here? For the last part of the verse, it says, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. He said it. Come on, y'all. Don't just sit there and just add. He said it. I believe it. And I receive it. And that's that. So the say, I'm on. And this is how they used to say it in the word when they're trying to put the emphasis on it. I'm on and I'm on. It's I believe it and yeah, I believe it. Hallelujah. Say his glory shall be revealed in me. His glory shall be revealed in me, and all flesh shall see it. for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Bow your head, Father Yahweh. Thank you for your glory. Thank you, Father, for the power that is being manifested. Even right now in this place, your power is being manifested in us. As your word goes forth, just as strongly as your mouth speaketh it. That is your word. You're speaking your word. It shall be done in us. But we have to allow that process to take place. So right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the anointed one with power, we thank you and we praise you for the change that is taking place in us, the transformation. Even though it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we have this hope is that we shall be like you. We believe that. So minister to us in how to allow that total transformation to take place. Minister to us by your word and by your spirit, Father. All the things that you have for us, your children, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh. We receive that and we believe it. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Keep your head bowed. I do want to make this quick observation before I let you go, is that we're all seeking transformation. We're all seeking the power to be revealed in us. If the Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now, connecting with a relationship that will bring about this transformation, that will bring about this change, I want to make a call to you today, give you an opportunity. If you say, hey, I really want change. I've been seeking change in my life, and I've tried a lot of things. I've done a lot, and I know that he's calling me. That's you. We can pray for you today. All you have to do is raise your hand. We can pray that you make that connection today. All you have to do is raise your hand. It's a part of the receiving that we're saying. Receive this life. If you want us to pray for you for that relationship to be established, that's one. Now, maybe you, this is another call. You've had a relationship with the Father. You've been baptized. You received the Holy Spirit, but you're not as close as you used to be. And you know that you've drifted away. You've drifted away from his glory. And you say, hey, I know he's calling me back. I want restoration. I want to be restored. We can pray for you for restoration today. And all you have to do is raise your hand for restoration. You say, hey, I want restoration. I want to be restored back to where I need to be. I know that I've drifted away. I know that I've fallen short of his glory. And I know that I need that relationship back the way it's supposed to be. So I want that. Just raise your hand for that restoration and restore you, restoring that in you. Third person may say, hey, you know, I want the Holy Spirit. I want the power dwelling within. I'm not sure if I have that or not. And I want that glory. I want that power. I want that manifestation in my life. And if that's you, we can pray for you for the Holy Spirit. Raise your hand. You want that. You want that Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's another. So if you raise your hand for any of those reasons, everybody has their head bowed. And we bow our heads for two reasons. One, we don't want to distract anyone from that connection. Two, the believers that are in here are interceding for the life of those who want to connect. So all the believers have their head bowed in prayer. So don't worry about anybody looking. We're setting the atmosphere for his glory so that he can do the things that he needs to do in this place, in your heart, in your life. So if you raised your hand for any of those reasons, I want you to come up here and we're going to pray together. Come receive what he has for you. Sit on it. Obtain it. Obtain it today. We'll pray. Hallelujah. We'll pray for those things today, right here, right now. Don't worry about anything. We'll get everything that you need today. Let's pray for that. everything he has, everything, everything.